Okay, in this lesson we're going to learn the basics of multiplying matrices. So the first example is a 2 by 2 times a 2 by 2. A times B equals C. And as discussed in class, in order to multiply matrices together, they need to conform. First thing we need is the first matrix has a number of columns, 2, is equal to the number of rows of the second matrix, which is 2. So the internal numbers match. Second, the product matrix C is going to have the dimensions of the same number of rows as the first matrix, 2, and the number of columns as the last matrix, also 2 in this case. So here we have two 2 by 2 matrices we wish to multiply together. So what we'll do first is we will make a little room. Okay. Now, we know that we are going to make a matrix that's going to be 2 by 2. So we'll put that in. So we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4 spots in our new matrix. So how do we go about doing this? Well, the address of the first cell in our matrix is the 1, 1 cell. And we find that by using the first row of the first matrix and the first column of the second matrix. We do sum products, so each component is multiplied with its matching pair, and then the whole set is summed. So we have a 1 times a 2 plus the number from the second element in the row, 0 times 0. Okay. Now we want to do the first row, second column value. And we do that by looking at the first row as before, but we're going to now look at the second column. So that gives us 1 times 1, the first element of the first row times the first element of the second column, plus 0 times 4. And that gives us this second element of the first row times the second element of the second column. Okay, and now we have those values. So then we want to find the second row first column value, and that is found by looking at the second row of the first matrix. Hang on one sec. So there's the second row and the first column of the second matrix. And we again do the same sum product. So 2 times 2 plus 3 times 0. Okay. Finally, we need the 2, 2 cell, which is found by taking the second row of the first matrix and now the second column of the second matrix and doing the sum product. So that becomes 2 times 1. The first two elements, plus 3 times 4. Okay, now we're done. All we have to do is simplify. So the first, so let's just get us a little bit of room in here. Okay, bring it down a little bit. Now, the final finished product for C will be 1 times 2 plus 0 is 2. 2 times 2 is 4 plus 0 is 4. 1 times 1 plus 0 times 4 is just 1. 2 times 1 plus 3 times 4. So that's 12 plus 2 is 14. And there we found the product of a 2 by 2. So let's look at one where it's not so symmetric. Let's consider the case of a times B, where A is a 2 by 3 matrix and B is a 3 by 2 matrix. So we check to make sure we can in fact multiply these two together, and we see the two inside numbers, the number of columns of A and number of rows of B, are the same, so that's compatible. And we will create a new matrix we'll call C, which will have the same number of rows as A and the same number of columns as B. So we now know that our finished matrix is also going to be a 2 by 2. Okay, so let's set this up. So what are we going to do? First cell is going to be here, the 1-1 cell. Then we have the 1-2 cell, the 2-1 cell, and the 2-2 cell. So we take the first row of the first matrix, the first column of the second matrix, and then we do the sum product. So that's 1 times 2 plus 0 times 1 plus 3 times 4. Okay, now we've got the values for the first cell. Let's go over to the 1-2 address. And that now requires us to use the first row of the first matrix and the second column of the second matrix and the sum product. 1 times 0 plus 0 times 1. It's always nice to have a lot of zeros in a matrix. Plus 3 times 3. Perfect. Now we move down and take a look at the 2-1 address. So that requires us to use the second row of the first matrix and the first column of the second matrix. And do the sum product. 2 times 2 plus 1 times 1 plus 2 times 4. Okay, one more cell to go. So now we're going to take the second row of the first matrix and the second column of the second matrix and do the sum product. So we have 2 times 0 plus 1 times 1 plus 2 times 3. Okay, so now we have filled in all of the cells. So again, we'll just shrink this down a little bit. Now we can finish off our story. So this will equal, and we have 1 times 2 plus 0, so that's 2 plus 12 is 14. The second element will be 1 times 0, 0 plus 0 plus 3 times 3 is 9. The second row first column value is 2 times 2 is 4 plus 1 times 1, so that's 4 and 1 is 5 plus 8 is 13. And finally, the last element is 0 plus 1 plus 6, so that's 7. Okay, now we are done.